So let's go to the stage with Dr. Ike, where the rock and roller Ray Sharp from Dallas is ready to stomp on American roots.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ray Sharp.
Tell me, what are you gonna do? because of her. All because of her. It's all because of who? It's all because of who? It's all because of that trick of Linda Lou. Linda Lou, tell me, baby, what are you gonna do? Yeah. Messing around, y'all. Can I get a hand for messing around?
Yeah, like you said, Ray Sharp, the guitarist and singer, looking cool on stage in a floppy black beret, baseball shirt, knee socks, and dancing shoes. Ray Sharp came up in the clubs of Fort Worth playing blues and rock and roll, but his favorite was country music, and he was known as the greatest white-sounding black dude ever. This is the Ponderosa Stomp, live on American Roots.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the 8th annual Ponderosa Stomp. And to get things rolling tonight, we're going to have Mr. Deke Dickerson and his band back, a great artist, but we're going to let Mr. Nick Spitzer of American Roots take it away and introduce him.
Thank you, Ira. Thank you for doing all this. Give him a round of applause. Dr. Ike, and thank you for coming out to the parish at the House of Blues. If you know anything about rockabilly music, you know a little bit about Alton Lott, who comes out of Mississippi, plays with his parents in a hillbilly band on the radio, plays some gospel, records for Ace Records, records for Sun Records, and he's kept on rocking all these years. Make him welcome Alton Lott.
For people like to work, but man, I ain't no jerk. But if I had to work, I think I'd go berserk. I got it made
in the shade.
Got it made
in the shade.
Got it made, 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 made. I got it made in the shade. Give me no shovel. Give me no hope. Just give me some real hot spot to go. I got it made.
In the shade.
Got it made.
In the shade.
Got it made, 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 made. I got it made in the shade. Give me no broom. Don't give me no mop. Cause I don't wanna see no bed mop top. I got it made. Got it made.
In the shade.
Got it made, 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 made. I got it made in the shade. Just the style. Drive a big black car and a smoke a long cigar. I got it made.
This little song we just recorded, in fact, we recorded this last Friday at Phillips, and it's a song by Don and Dewey called Bim Bam.
Bim Bam, boom, bonka, bam, boom, bim, bam. Sam right straddle that thump, bing bang, bam boom, bing bang, bam boom, bing bang, bam boom, bing bang, bono bonka, bam boom. Well, I looked in the mirror and I couldn't see a thing. Buckled on my shoulder and a big diamond ring. Went on down by the avenue, my tie and I put in my shoe, bing bang, bam boom. Bonka
Alton Locke, singing Bim Bam. Alton was born and raised in Hillsboro, Mississippi. His mom and dad sang on the radio in a hillbilly band and named him after one of the Delmore brothers. We also heard Made in the Shade, recorded by Alton and his cousin Jimmy for Ace Records in 1958 at Cosmos Studio in New Orleans. From there, Alton and Jimmy went on to the Louisiana Hayride and several sessions with Sun Records. This is American Roots live at the Ponderosa Stomp. We're about to join the legendary country songwriter and record producer Cowboy Jack Clement. He's on stage with guitarist Deke Dickerson, talking with Cowboy Jack.
All those favorite Sun records that you hear on the radio, I would say a great many of the ones that you know and love. Whole Lot of Shaking, Great Balls of Fire. Man, just a bunch of the great big Sun records hit. Jack Clement was the man sitting behind the board in the engineering room that made those records.
And boy, was that fun. It was a great time. This is one of the songs that I wrote and actually played guitar on it and sort of produced it by Johnny Cash. Do it a little different than he did. You ask me if I'll forget my baby. Guess I will, someday. Don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will, some way. Don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. Don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Her kisses, no, I will every day. Don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another, I don't know, can't say. Don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
Thank you, Deke. Here's a little number I wrote for old Waylon called Let's All Help the Cowboys Sing the Blues. Cowboys, they are ladies, men, all right. They'll love them up and talk them up all night. But they're lonely when there's nothing else to do. That's what makes the cowboy sing the blues. He does a little Shakespeare and he sings, plays the mandolin and other things. He's looking for love, beauty, and IQ. That's what makes the cowboy sing the blues. Cowboys have to fall in love, get hurt and all that bit. Let their hearts hang out so they can write you all a hit. So ladies, if they ask you, don't refuse. Let's all help the cowboy sing the blues. Take it away, Deke. They don't ever understand this thing between a woman and a man, until they find that one they always lose. That's what makes the cowboy sing the blues. Cowboy takes his lonely pen in hand and tries to make somebody understand. But she has ears to hear a different tune. That's what makes the cowboy sing the blues. Cowboys have to fall in love, get hurt and all that bit. Let their hearts sing out so they can write you all a hit. So ladies, they ask you, don't
refuse. Let's all help the cowboy sing the blues. Let's all help the cowboy sing the blues.
That's cowboy Jack Clement from Whitehaven, Tennessee. Jack Clement wrote hits for Johnny Cash, George Jones, and Waylon Jennings, among others. Coming up, rockabilly from the hills of Tennessee and the assembly lines of Detroit. Actually, I believe that's Detroit. Plus, a master of harmonic jazz plays the blues as the Ponderosa Stomp continues on American Roots. This is American Roots. Our live holiday weekend broadcast this hour is from the Ponderosa Stomp here in New Orleans. Next hour we'll be at Preservation Hall, also in the French Quarter, for a rare jazz and bluegrass jam. Right now we've got the Mystic Knights of the Mau Mau in the house. They bring great musicians back to perform their hits, obscure and otherwise. Let's go to the stage where Dr. Ike is ready to bring us some Northern Rockabilly.
Once upon a time, they used to make automobiles in Detroit, and they used to have some great rockabilly names. Jack Scott, Shorty Frog, all recorded up there. You had Hi-Q and Fortune Records putting out great country stuff. The next man we're going to bring up started out in Detroit area. He had a song called Long Blonde. Through the years, he was the first artist to ever be signed to both Motown and to the Sam Phillips Sun label. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Motor City, Mr. Johnny Powers.
I'm so lonely, lonely. I've been waiting for someone like you. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. I've been dreaming the whole life through. Riding on a moonbeam, headed for you. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think about you, baby. Thinking of the things you say. Whenever you get close to me, chills run up my spine, yeah. I'm so lonely, lonely, Henry. I've been waiting for someone like you. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Let's give it to them. Well, you tell me this or miss me, what it don't seem true. How could you love my girl and do the things you do? You're just a mean mistreater. Mean mistreater. Oh, yeah, you're just a mean mistreater. But I can't stop loving you. Well, my heart is aching, full of pain. The way you make me suffer is a doggone shame. You're just a mean mistreater. Mean mistreater. Oh, yeah, you're just a mean mistreater. But I can't stop loving you. Seem to get you out of my mind. Baby, now you know it's true. You have a little spell that you cast on me, and have me doing things that I know I shouldn't do. Will you tell me that you miss me when I'm not around? Telling all my friends that you're pulling me down. Just a mean mistreater. Mean mistreater. Oh yeah, it is a mean mistreater. But I can't stop loving you. Oh,
me doing things that I know I shouldn't do. Will you tell me that you miss me when I'm not around? Tell all my friends that you're pulling me down. It's a mean street. Mean street. Oh yeah, it's a mean street. But I can't stop loving you. Oh, oh, it's a mean street. But I can't stop loving you. There's a mean mystery, but I can't stop loving you.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnny Powers, give it up for him.
Johnny Powers from East Detroit, where his given Polish name was John Pavlik. He worked spray painting cars on the assembly line in Pontiac, Michigan. Got his rockabilly name at a recording session where the producer saw him eating a powerhouse candy bar and called him Johnny Powers. Perfect.
All right.
A big part of rockabilly is blues. James Blood Ulmer is a blues guitarist and singer from South Carolina. He's well known for using harmonics developed by his mentor, jazz saxophonist Ornette Coleman. Ulmer has found his way back to the blues after years in jazz. Let's get to the stage for James Blood Ulmer.
I had a little red rooster. Too lazy to crow for day. Lazy to crow for dead. Kept everything in the barnyard. Upset in every way. And the howl begin to howl. The dog begin to bark. And the howl begin to howl. You better watch out for strange people. Find a red rooster, he's gonna cry. Been gone.
gentlemen, the James Blunt Ulmer Trio.
Hey, baby, you're traveling on American roots from New Orleans.
Make him welcome Carman from Tennessee.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Well, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, I mean, I've named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only, you're lonely, they have named you? Well, that Mona Lisa's strangest in your smile. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm or are you real, Mona Lisa? A dusty, cold, and a lonely, lovely work of art. Been brought to her, they all tumble down. What does she want? Nobody knows. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? A dusk cold and lonely, lovely world. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Just a cold and a lonely, lovely work of art. Or just a cold and a lonely, lovely work of art. Or just a cold and a lonely, lovely work of art.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, there's a corner on the street where everybody goes. A lot of boogies, rock and roll, start popping the blues till daylight. Come on, baby, let's rock tonight. We're gonna rock and roll, rock and roll. We're gonna rock and roll, rock and roll. Well, I'll tell you now, gal, we're gonna rock and roll tonight. Well, my baby has been very nice. Looks at me like I'm on ice. When I start rocking to that dame, thought I never feel no pain. We go rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. Well, I tell you now, gal, we're gonna rock and roll tonight. Rock it, baby. You a beautiful dame going down, down by the river. Came to the corner where their cats were going wild. There stood my Jill, she was dancing in the style. Gonna rock and roll, rock and roll, gonna rock and roll, rock and roll. Well, I tell you now, gal, we're gonna rock and roll tonight.
Rocking and rolling tonight with Carl Mann from Huntington, Tennessee. Carl's family ran a timber business. He started playing on the Junior Opry, later recorded at Sun Records. His big hit you just heard live was Mona Lisa, a rockabilly take on the Nat King Cole song. Coming up from Shreveport, Elvis's guitarist and a revered sideman for so many others, James Burton. Joining Dale Hawkins for the hit song Susie Q. It's the first time they've played a full set together in 52 years. Stay tuned for the Ponderosa Stomp on American Roots. This big holiday weekend, it's American Roots Live at New Orleans House of Blues, where mad scientist Dr. Ike is on stage with some serious rock and roll heroes from Shreveport, the historic home of the legendary country and roots rock radio show, the Louisiana Hayride.
Now, only at the Ponderosa Stomp do we get Harmon Melodics to country hillbilly and everything in between. Next up, we're going to reunite James Burton and Dale Hawkins for a little bit of rock and roll. Hayride style.
As I'm having, you know? What can I say? You know? Yeah.
way you walk.
Singer Dale Hawkins with his hit Susie Q, originally recorded in 1957. James Burton's guitar riff, memorable on that song, and so many other hot licks from Elvis and Ricky Nelson to Merle Haggard and Emmylou Harris. James Burton is still an electric six-string force of nature. At his International Guitar Festival in August, they're trying to beat the Guinness Book of Records for continuous guitar playing at a festival. Don't believe me? Check out jamesburtonmusic.com. We're going to wrap up American Roots coverage of this year's Ponderosa Stomp with some sweet soul music from Howard Tate. The man born in Georgia moved to Philly at a tender age. Tate went on to record for Verve and had a bunch of top 20 R&B hits. Howard made a musical comeback in the early days of the Stomp. Right now, he's on the main stage at House of Blues in New Orleans under the bright lights. Howard Tate.
honest as I can be. That's how I feel, baby. Get it while you can. In this world where people are fighting with each other, no one to count on, not even your own brother. So if someone comes along and give you genuine affection, get it while you can. Get it while you can. Get it while you can. Don't turn your back on love. When you love somebody, you're taking a chance on sorrow. But who knows, baby, we may not be here tomorrow. So if someone comes along and give you love and protection, get it while you can. Get it while you can. Get it while you can. Don't turn your back on love. I want to tell you a little bit about myself. Once I had a good woman, but I didn't count my blessings. Oh, I wish she could hear me. You see, oh, I've learned my bitter lesson. So if someone comes along and give you love and protection, get it while you can. ain't nobody home.
Philadelphia soul singer Howard Tate with Ain't Nobody Home. Before that, Get It While You Can, which you may recall was covered by Janis Joplin, and he started the set with Stop. And that's what we're fixing to do on this hour of American Roots. Take a little break before we get to some jazz and bluegrass musical fireworks. Special thanks to all the folks at the Ponderosa Stomp, including Amy Bucels, Grace Callahan, and Ira Podnos. For more information, PonderosaStomp.com. American Roots is underwritten by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities, publishers of Louisiana Cultural Vistas, on the web at leh.org. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Public Media. This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer in New Orleans. For the holiday weekend, we've just walked across the French Quarter to 726 St. Peter Street, Preservation Hall. It feels like a well-worn living room, ventilated by ceiling fans, and home to traditional jazz known worldwide. Most nights, Preservation Hall is packed with natives and tourists alike who come to hear venerable elders and young hotshots playing New Orleans jazz with its group solos, complex arrangements, and improvisation. People don't often think of traditional jazz as experimental music, but on this program, we'll hear something new as the Preservation Hall Jazz Band meets up with the high lonesome and hot-picking sound of Del McCurry's Bluegrass Band. It's a jazz and bluegrass jam coming up a little later. Right now, though, it's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band with Bourbon Street Parade on American Roots.
nice and sweet. Sweet substitute, babe. My sweet substitute. She tells me she minds all mine. Does everything you know, love is blind. She got some winning ways. He my head in the day. My new recruit, she's sweet and cute. I love that sweet substitute. Don't want no regular. I love that sweet substitute. Yeah, I say sweet. Sweet substitute, babe. My sweet substitute. Yeah, she tells me she minds all mine. Does everything you know, love is blind. Got some winning ways. Eat my head in the day. My new recruit, she's sweet and cute. I love that sweet substitute. Don't want no regular. I love my sweet substitute. Yeah.
We'd like to do this next selection. Hope you enjoyed it. It's called the Blue Yodel Number 9. And we'd like to invite to the stage our dear friend from the Del McCurry Band. You may recognize him. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ronnie McCurry.
Corner of Rolling New Maine. don't have to wait. Listen, all you rounders, you better leave my woman alone. Cause I'll take my special and run all you rounders home.
McCurry. Clint Majan on the saxophone and the vocals. Big round of applause for Mr. Ricky Monet on the keyboards and piano over there. How about a big round of applause from New Orleans right here at home, Mr. Charlie Gabriel on the clarinet. Back there on the string bass, my first grade music teacher, Mr. Walter Payton on the string bass back there. On the trombone, all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, Mr. Frederico Lanzo. On the drums, all the way from down there in the lower ninth ward, Mr. Little Joe Lassie on the drums, ladies and gentlemen. And our dear friend and my classmate from high school on the trumpet over here, Mr. Mark Bro on the trumpet and the vocals. My name is Ben Jaffe, and we're going to do a little song called The Tailgate Ramble. We'll be right back.
Gabriel, y'all.
Tailgate Ramble. A favorite New Orleans piece, recalling the bands that rolled through the neighborhoods in an open truck to advertise evening shows. Clarinetist and singer was Charlie Gabriel, a fourth-generation musician. Well, that was the jazz set with a touch of country. We'll be back with bluegrass in the lead, with Del McCurry and the banjo, fiddle, and mandolin added to the horns and percussion of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band when American Roots returns. I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, our holiday special featuring an acoustic, eclectic, virtuosic meeting of traditional jazz and bluegrass at New Orleans Preservation Hall from deep in the French Quarter. Coming up, Del McCurry, the former rural Pennsylvania Sawyer man and one-time Bill Monroe band member, will sing some of his favorites. And he'll lend his high lonesome voice to a lowdown blues from 1918 recorded by Bessie Smith and later Louis Armstrong. Let's go to the bandstand at Preservation Hall for Del McCurry.
You folks enjoying this great band? So am I. I hate to mess it up. Listen, honey, while I say, how could you tell me that you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I've loved you true for many years. Loved you night and day. Can you leave me? Can you see my tears? So listen while I say, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you're lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll love me only after you've gone. I need to introduce all these guys pretty quick. We usually do about a 90-minute show, but we're not going to do that tonight. So we let everybody take a turn, you know, at playing and singing, whatever, but I wish you'd make welcome the next guy in the band. His name's Rob McCurry, playing the five-string banjo. How about that, huh? And over here on the little fiddle is Jason Carter. How about a little hand for Jason?
And back here on the big fiddle, that's Alan Bartram. How about a little hand for Alan? Well, let's see. Has anybody got a request? No, I don't want to do that. No, I will do that. Snake in the House?
All right.
This is titled the 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. Back there. A girl could feel special on any such light. Said Jean Shabbat Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent.
hearted lonely, wondering if I'm wrong or right to think about you though you left me.
Then we got to get the jazz band up here with us. Let's see. I'll tell you what. This song that we're about to do here was written by Sean Camp up there in Nashville. He's a great songwriter, singer. And Ronnie plays the mandola on this. It's kind of an overblown mandolin, you know. My love will not change.
Del McCoury in great voice on stage at Preservation Hall with his band, including sons Ronnie McCoury on mandola and Rob McCoury on banjo. We'll be back for a final set where the jazz and bluegrass musicians shake hands and blend their horns and strings, their rhythms and voices, when this holiday special, American Roots Live in New Orleans, returns. I'm Nick Spitzer. On this holiday celebration weekend, we recall that New Orleans jazz has a tradition of improvisation where African and European styles became Creole. And then there's bluegrass, with its roots in old-time country dance music and hymns, ballads and parlor songs of the rural South. In our final set, jazz and bluegrass mingle their sounds and find common ground, starting with a song about learning the blues. It's the Del McCoury Band and Preservation Hall Jazz Band, all together on American Roots.
I recorded a song one time entitled Learning the Blues, so we'll all learn the blues tonight, I reckon. Tables are empty, the dance floor deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson. When you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk the floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. right, we're going to do one more for you, and this is one entitled Careless Love.
Mr. Del McCurry. I was very fortunate to go up to the Grand Ole Opry and as a guest of Mr. McCurry and the McCurry family, and we found out after I was up there that that was the first time a tuba player has ever been at the Grand Ole Opry. So I thought it was only fitting to invite these gentlemen down to New Orleans and have some bluegrass for the first time in Preservation Hall.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Del McCurry, Preservation Hall. Thank you all. We want to thank American Roots for taping tonight. We want to thank you all for coming out. Have a beautiful week.
A great scene on stage as Preservation Hall Jazz and Del McCurry's band are all elevated by I'll Fly Away. While we're verbally shaking hands, special thanks to Ben Jaffe, Adam Shipley, and sound engineer Earl Ciano at Preservation Hall. Engineering and remix for This American Roots by Ben Lorio, Mike Dorsey, and Chris Finney of The Music Shed.
You know, this tune here, this is an old tune, and we renamed this tune tonight on the first show. This is one entitled The Preservation Hall Special. Give him a hand there.
Our program is produced at Tulane University and co-produced and distributed by American Public Media. Associate producer is Maureen Loughran. Managing producer is Kauri Maayama. Technical director is Jason Ryan. Program associates, Lauren Callahan, and production associate is Jason Saul. Our executive producer is Mary Beth Kirshner. American Roots is underwritten by the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Louisiana Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism. For information, louisianatravel.com. Until that time, for American Roots, I'm Nick Spitzer.
American Public Media.